name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to talk to you about this icon and see if you understand about it. Okay? First of all, did anybody look up cosmos? Nobody looked up cosmos. All right, Natalia looked up cosmos. She's one of the children. Come up here, please. Tell us about King Cosmos.
Well, the iconography of the icon of Pentecost has changed over centuries. In the beginning, what they depict in the arch here was just a dark place, and it was supposed to mean all the people sitting in the dark waiting for the light of God to shine. But then they started depicting people who gathered when the Holy Spirit came on the apostles. And, you know, like in the story, it says that there are people there from different parts of the country, in different countries. So they tried to depict people of different nationalities. Some even tried to depict people of the exactly 16 nationalities mentioned in the Acts. But then they thought that was too much. Then they started symbolically just putting two persons there, one describing kind of like tribes of the Jews, and the other person depicting Gentiles. And often they would draw him like as an Ethiopian, as a dark colored, dark skinned person. And then eventually they just decided to put the image of one kind of generic king there that represented the whole world. So cosmos means world.
World.
And he's holding kind of a cloth here with 12 scrolls, and this is the light of the preaching of the apostles who went all over the world preaching the gospels.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. I just knew that King Cosmos represented the world. I didn't know all the rest of that. Okay. All right. Let's see. Can anybody tell me what person is here that was not really at Pentecost?
Paul.
And why do we put Paul in this icon even though he was not at... First of all, why wasn't he at Pentecost?
Because he wasn't a disciple yet.
Yeah, he wasn't a disciple. He eventually, very soon thereafter, started persecuting and even killing the Christians, didn't he? And later on, he became a disciple and a great apostle. But we put him there. Why do we put him there then? Go ahead. Oh, she won't answer. She doesn't.
She will.
Just you answer for her.
Because it's depicting what will be later.
What will be later in heaven. This is really about sort of in between now and later. This is what happened at this point in time, but also it's depicting a heavenly reality. So that's why Paul is with them. And who are these other 12 people with him? Alexander, do you know who they are? Not all their names, but do you know what they're called? The disciples, or the apostles, actually. The 12 apostles, right? Okay. What is this red thing that's coming down, looks like it's falling on each one of their heads? Vivian?
Fire.
And why would we depict fire on the top of the apostles' heads? The Holy Spirit, yes.
Fire is the symbol of the Holy Spirit.
It depicts the Holy Spirit. There's an awful lot of kids that are hiding from me over here. Come on, you guys. So the fire depicts the Holy Spirit. Why? Why is the fire a good symbol for the Holy Spirit? Sophie?
It cleanses us.
It cleanses us. What else does fire do? What else does fire do? Where's Ioana? She's always answering things. Where did she go?
She's talking with her parents.
So, what else does fire do? It what? It gives light to the world, right? So that's why fire is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Interestingly enough, water is also a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And you know that supposedly fire and water don't mix. But in this case, they do. Why is water a symbol of the Holy Spirit?
It cleans us.
It cleans us too, right? And what else is water so important for?
To
life. You know, you're like something between 70 and 80% water, isn't that right? Whoever was in nursing school last should know that question. 80%? 82%? 70-ish percent of water, mostly water. So water gives life and water cleanses. Okay? Anybody else know other, some other symbols of the Holy Spirit? Go ahead.
The dove and wind.
The dove and wind. Oh my gosh, you got both of them. Another one?
And cloud.
The cloud, yes. Why the dove? Go ahead, Sophie.
It's white.
It's white? Okay, so the Holy Spirit's white?
It's clean.
It's clean. It's clean. It's what? Innocent and clean. Yes, I think so.
White is a color,
yes. And white, we think of white of being clean. Okay, why then the cloud? Why the cloud?
It's unpredictable.
Unpredictable? Yeah, you're right. That's wind. That's, don't kick that, son, because it's recording and you'll hear clunk, 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 clunk. So wind is unpredictable, isn't it? We don't know where it blows, but it can go anywhere it wants. So the Holy Spirit is wind. You guys didn't mention wind. Oh, yes, you did mention wind. Why the cloud, though? It's not really unpredictable. Well, I guess you're right. Clouds are unpredictable. But if you're in an airplane and you go through a cloud, what happens? Go ahead. There is water in the cloud, and you're completely surrounded by the cloud. Who art everywhere present and fillest all things. The Holy Spirit is present everywhere. Those are some symbols of the Holy Spirit. Do any of you know the O Heavenly King? Let's hear you say it. O Heavenly King. That's very good. So that's a little bit about this icon, something that I'm sure none of us knew exactly in the great detail. For instance, King Cosmos, representing the world and the preaching of the 12 apostles. The 12 disciples or apostles, including Paul, and the fire that's on their heads. I don't know if I can tell you much more about this icon. You can tell who John is. You know who? I can't tell all of them. But you know how you can tell who John is? How?
He doesn't have a beard.
He doesn't have a beard. And he's right next to Paul, actually. And then Peter's on the other side.
He's trying to stand on the center.
Yeah, and I don't know the rest of them. I mean, they're just a lot of guys with beards, really. I don't know the rest of them. Peter's right here. Peter's opposite Paul. Okay? What's that? Yes, it's Thomas who doesn't have the beard. Yes, he's at the end. So maybe Thomas was very young too. So that's a little bit about the Pentecost icon. And I hope that you say the prayer, O Heavenly King, every day.